Welcome to Say Can You See, a podcast associated with the 714 Prayer Report. And the aim is to help you as an American Christian become better informed so you will know what to be praying about for your nation. I'm Paul Meredith, your host for this podcast each week, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, in the weeks to come, we'll be turning our attention almost exclusively to the election. It's a very close election. We really are finding out that there's two Americas out there, split almost down the middle, it looks like, and so much is riding on the line this election. I know it seems like we say that every time, but this time we are really facing some very serious consequences if the Marxist Democratic Party wins this election. We're facing a Marxist takeover in this country. And if we have four more years with the left in control, they will consolidate power, and it would really have some very serious consequences. Elon Musk the other night was talking about this very thing, and he's a man who's much smarter than I am, but I see clearly that four more years in the direction we're going, and the country as we know it will be lost. And so we need to be praying earnestly about some things. We need to be praying that the Lord will thwart the efforts of our internal enemy. Sometimes an internal enemy can be more dangerous than an external enemy. We need to pray for President Trump's safety and security. There are still assassination threats that are out there, some coming from foreign governments like Iran and some other countries. We need to be praying that God would thwart whatever October surprise the Democrats will come with. They always have an October surprise. It always comes in the last week or so or 2 weeks of the campaign. And I'm certain they'll have something up their sleeves this year. And we certainly need to also be praying that God will thwart the efforts that are being made to cheat on the election again. I know they always say there was no evidence of any cheating in the past, but I'm going to tell you something. There's only no evidence because they're not looking for evidence. If you do just a little bit of research, just a little bit of reading, there was tremendous evidence of massive cheating in the 2020 election, millions of votes even, that were placed for Joe Biden, and they were illegal votes. And so, they'll call that misinformation or disinformation, but I've done my homework on that, and there's others who have as well. And so we need to be praying that God will thwart the efforts of our internal enemy to cheat again on this election. Pray that God will open the eyes of undecided voters. If you are an undecided voter, do your homework. There's really no reason to be undecided in this election. You have two diametrically opposite parties that are going in two different directions for the future of this country. And with just a little bit of research, a little bit of looking into things in a balanced sort of way, don't buy what MSNBC and CNN are trying to sell you, because those are all lies. And just do your homework. And what you'll find out is that it's an easy choice to make. If you're a Marxist, leftist, leaning person, then your choice would be Kamala Harris. If you're for an America that is conservative and Christian and stands for at least some moral principles, not as well as we'd like them to, but there's really no comparison between the two parties anymore. And it should be a very easy choice for everyone to make. There's really no reason. It's really nonsensical, really, to be undecided at this point. And all Christians need to make a point to vote, plan to vote, go early to vote if there's early voting where you live. If not, you've got to make sure that on election day you make it to the poll. There's no sitting this one out. We must have people who go to the polls to vote. And our way of life, you need to vote like your life depends on it, because our way of life and our freedoms are literally on the line in this election. All of the 714 prayer reports leading up to the election are going to be we're going to have a series that will just answer this question: what does it all come down to? What is this election all about? And we're going to answer that question over the next 5 weeks. And so what it all comes down to, first of all, this week we're going to talk about how it comes down to liberty versus tyranny. Next week we will talk about border security. It all comes down to whether you want border security or whether you want an open border. And we'll have other important issues like that in the weeks to come. We've got some great links in this week's prayer report. The radical leftist views of Kamala Harris. We have some quotes that are against free speech and against the First Amendment by leftists like John Kerry and others. And there's some good links to some YouTube videos related to media bias. And so you'll want to click on those links. When you read the prayer report, take time to click on the links and watch the videos, listen to the audios, read the news articles that are there. I want to tell you about our special edition that we posted last week, and I want you to look for that on our homepage. There's a sermon there called Oh Say Can You See? And it's a sermon that talks about how we are under the judgment of God already, and because of that, we need to be praying that God would stay his hand of judgment and that he would relent and show mercy. Christian people need to be praying for the mercy of God for our nation right now. And so listen to that sermon and then begin praying that God would stay his hand of judgment that is heavily on this nation right at this time. There's also an article there called Jonah Speaks to America. It's a very encouraging article. It asks the question, is it too late for America? And there's a comparison made to Nineveh. Nineveh was a wicked city. It was as wicked as the United States is now in its morality. But God did relent and spare Nineveh, at least for several more generations. And so it's an encouraging article. Don't let the title fool you. It's not a discouraging article saying that God won't spare America. It's actually giving us some hope that he will. And so both the article and the sermon do present hope for the future. I'd like to ask you to share those with as many people as you can. Share the sermon, share the article, share the 714 prayer report. The link, the address, the web address, of course, is www.714prayerreport.com. You can also feel free to download and make copies and distribute copies of the prayer report to your church. It comes in a PDF format. When you hit download, you get a PDF format. You could print it front and back so that you just have one page. Don't have to do any stapling or anything like that. Just hand that out. As long as you don't change anything, print it just in that form and distribute it in that form. You're free to do that. We want to gain as wide a distribution as possible for both the 714 prayer report and for this podcast, but I need your help to do that. And so I'm calling on you and asking you to help me share the links and share the podcast, share the 714 prayer reports each week. Well, that's going to be all for this week. I want to thank you for listening, and remember to take time every day to pray. Pray for the safety of the candidates, especially President Trump, who has open threats on his life still. Pray about the spiritual condition of our country. Pray for revival in our churches. Oh, how we need revival in the churches of America today. Oh, how America needs to repent of its godless immorality. And it begins with God's people in his churches. Seek the Lord about all these things, because without him, we can do nothing. He is the only hope we have. Again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here next week.